This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Late law to be purchased.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Laidlaw is the biggest school and bus operator in the U.S. Soon it could be in the hands of a U.K. company. First Group operates bus and train services in Britain. This morning it's saying it will buy the U.S. bus company for $3.6 billion. Laidlaw also owns the Greyhound bus line, and that could be sold by First Group if the deal is finalized. The G7 finance ministers begin their two-day meeting today in Germany. One item on the agenda is a discussion of hedge funds and the need for regulation. I asked Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard how this issue was brought before the group.
The Germans have put this on the agenda. The Germans do not like hedge funds, but the Germans do quite seriously fear that a major hedge fund could collapse, and that could precipitate a global financial collapse.
What's been the reaction from the UK and the US on this?
Well, this does reveal a cultural divide. The Germans want to see hedge funds become a lot more transparent and to be regulated, whereas the Americans and their allies, the Brits, would prefer a sort of market solution. They would prefer investors to bring more pressure to bear on hedge funds to make them more prudent.
Are we likely to see any regulation come out of this G7 meeting?
I think it is most unlikely. 80% of the hedge funds in Europe are based here in the UK, and the Brits and the Americans, I think, are extremely unlikely to agree to regulation, which could drive a lot of that business offshore.
Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Mark.
Slumping housing markets put a damper on the market yesterday. The Dow gave up 29 points to 12,637. The Nasdaq ticked back a point to 2488. The S&P also dropped a point. It's at 1448. The Humane Society sued Amazon yesterday for promoting animal fighting. At issue, Amazon's sale of two videos depicting dog fights and two magazines about cockfighting. Amazon's taken down the links to the dogfighting videos, but the magazines are still on sale. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Amazon says it has no intention of dropping the cockfighting titles, claiming freedom of speech is at stake. Wayne Pacelli of the Humane Society disagrees. He says if the two titles just praised cockfighting, the society wouldn't have a case. But if people look inside the magazines,
they will see specific illegal activities promoted, illegal under federal and state law.
New Mexico and Louisiana are the only states that allow cockfighting. Amazon spokesperson Patty Smith says the law recognizes the difference between engaging in illegal activity and writing about it.
And as such, it clearly protects Amazon's right as a bookseller to make these magazines and other controversial works available to the public, you know, no matter how we may disagree with their ideas.
She says the public doesn't want a retailer picking out what it should read. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
What's the expression, never look a gift horse in the mouth? What about exotic dancers? The Breast Cancer Society of Canada is saying thanks, but no thanks to a donation. Exotic Dancers for Cancer holds a fundraising event each year in memory of a colleague who died from the disease. But the Breast Cancer Society of Canada says its major donors would have problems being connected to exotic dancers, so the check is being returned.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Everywhere you turn these days, it seems video downloading is in the news. This week alone, there were two big stories. First, Walmart announced it would offer a beta version of its online movie store. Then Amazon and TiVo said they were partnering on a deal that would allow customers to download movies from their computers to their TV sets. What's going on? Mike Spire is a managing editor for Daily Variety. He says these companies are lining up early for a truckload of profits that hopefully will come one day.
It's way down the road because we're talking a very small piece of the pie right now that very few people are making any money in it. Very few people know how to do it right. But everybody thinks this is the future and why not get into it?
Does this make sense for Walmart?
Of all the companies, it makes sense for Walmart. It's estimated that they sell about 40% of all DVDs in the United States in general.
Wow.
So if any company is the one that has the power, they certainly do. And certainly their price points that they came out with this past week, they show that they can be cheaper than iTunes and they can be cheaper than a lot of other companies. But they still have to do it. And Walmart is usually a brick-and-mortar kind of company in the Midwest, and they have the big stores. They're not quite the online behemoth that other people are.
Well, then I got to ask, if downloads become popular, is this going to hurt DVD sales?
That's probably going to happen. I mean,
one just sort of cannibalizes the other.
Right. It probably will cannibalize it, or it can go the other way and just make it a big free-for-all and everybody wins. But the DVD market is already hitting a downturn. We've seen that this past year where the sales weren't as much and the rentals weren't as much as previous years. So this can only ding it because it's yet another way that a college kid or someone at home can get a movie.
How's this going to affect services like Netflix or Blockbuster?
Well, Netflix tried to get into this space a while ago, and Netflix and Blockbuster are in their own little war because they want to get the rental market, 100% of control of the rental market. But obviously, if this takes off and if this flies, then if you can get something online and download it and keep it, that certainly will put a dent in the business of the rental market and the purchase market. And that's what Walmart and Amazon and TiVo hope.
Amazon's been doing pretty well without this. Is it TiVo that really needs to reposition itself with this kind of deal?
TiVo has always needed to reposition itself. It's really the market leader in terms of the brand name. Everybody knows TiVo. It's a fun word to say, and people in the industry have TiVo, and everyone says, I TiVo'd something. But they're not the leader when it comes to technology. The certain DVR, digital video recorder, devices from cable companies like Time Warner are certainly more popular and more prevalent. Right now, TiVo only has about 1.3 million of these compatible machines with the Amazon product. That's really not a lot of consumer base when you think about it. When box office comes out, a movie tries to get to the widest amount of people possible. TiVo, they only have X amount of people, and it's not a big amount of people, and that's assuming everyone downloads, and they're not going to download. So they really do have to try to get an audience base that's bigger than what they have now.
Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure.
Mike Spire is a managing editor for Daily Variety. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.